if you go to church without a date, then your aunt, you know, your Thea Cleo brings you aside and says, hey, listen, I have this girl that's a friend of my girl I play cards with, you know, and then next thing you know, she's hooking you up with your Aunt Thelma's little sister's cousin's niece, and it's just like, come on. I mean,
Glenn, right. Do you ever get set up on stuff like that?
No, I try to stay as far away
from the setup?
Thea Jean and Thea Cleo, Thea Cleo and Thea Jean as possible, because they yes. No, I mean, yes.
I mean, we have women in the Jewish culture.
I stay away from
yentas.
It. Yes, big time. That's the same thing. It's just they speak Greek.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously, no, I mean, you guys...
Like, you know, it's actually really funny you say this, because I thought I was going to have a different perspective on this entire show, but it reminds me, it's almost like, because you're Greek, it like, levels the playing field. Do you know what I mean? In the sense that, like, for my example is, like, my grandfather, my sister is 28 years old and hasn't really had any serious boyfriends, and my grandfather and grandmother will say, even though my sister lives in North Carolina, I met this Jewish guy. He's a doctor. I mean, and he couldn't even, he could be like, you know, like a PhD, but he's a doctor. He's a doctor. He'd be like a PhD in like philosophy and be working at McDonald's, but he's a doctor. And he lives in Boca Raton. So even though he lives like 20 hours away from my sister, merely the fact that he's Jewish, she should go out with him.
Yeah.
Because there's potential. It's some sort of something that she has in common with him.